Watch out, McDonald's. A leading authority on cancer at Wayne State University is reporting that high rates of cancer of the intestine may be caused directly by those mountains of fast food hamburgers many city dwellers wolf down each day.
Morning, McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald's hamburgers?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'd like to get, if I could, 1,200 hamburgers.
12? Pardon me, sir?
1,200 hamburgers is what we'd like to get.
A professor and department chairman at Wayne State University School of Medicine says that the high percentage of rectum and colon cancer cases found in Detroit and other large cities can be blamed directly on the huge amounts of beef fat consumed by people living in those areas.
Let's see. On the first 300, if you can cook 275 of those rare with onions and mustard and mayo and no lettuce.
50 cent hamburger mama.
The doctor says that the extra fat comes from hamburgers and similar fare served in fast food restaurants, and that city people have more money to spend on that sort of stuff and more access to it than people living in rural areas.
Jack in the Box, can I take your order, please?
And Rodney Allen Rippey of Jack in the Box fame has made hamburger out of a lawsuit filed against him.
Yeah, man, I want 7 Jack steaks, 5 fries, and a Jack Cola.
Would you like a hot apple turnover or a cheeseburger with your order today, sir?
One of Rodney's former agents filed suit in a Los Angeles federal court attempting to reclaim a percentage of Rodney's earnings. Now, the judge not only ruled in Rippey's favor, but ordered the former agent to refund to Rodney about $200 in deductions taken from his salary.
35-cent hamburger mama.
Rodney picked up enough spare change to buy about 300 bonus jacks with cheese.
Well, your meat may be fresh.
But baby, I've been meaning to speak to you about your buns.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.